course of the cloud above the podium.
The source of the cloud. When certain events happen, it's important for us to relate to them, to have clarity, and to grow from them also. We all know that yesterday was the Levaya of Shmuel Oilbach Zichron Levracha, and I want to talk a little bit about the chizuk that we can get from it. Move on. It's a hard topic to talk about. We said echod. You know, the last years, what happened. We don't have to be marked the different mahalkim. He started a different mahalik in Hanhoga. And we're not getting involved in that today. What we want to make clear is, it's not Nogeta. We have a statement of the Rosh and Gedolei Yisrael and Makriya, that Sugi already, years ago. And the Mahalas that he started is not Nogeta. Nothing to talk about it. When it's not up to us to decide what's right, what's wrong. We have Gedolei Yisrael decided, and the Gedolei Yisrael that were man in Gedor, they decided that Sugi. So I'm not getting involved in that. See throughout history, did not like some the same Shemayim and Gdolei Ador, who they were. And the Sforim, generations later, both sides of Mekub and Klal Yisrael. So once again, it's an Indian Hanhoga, what a person has to do in his generation. We have a good little machlis for us, and we go with that. It's that the person himself, we have to understand that these are not just people that are in our atmosphere. People are in a completely different atmosphere, and we have to try to understand and learn a little bit what we can learn, even from, like I was saying, the tzad that was not nitzak la'alocha. As I'll talk about how important it is when the Talmud Chochem, Adam Godel, is Nifta, the Oisik that Seder. The idea behind it is to appreciate what is the Surah that we are striving for of Shleimus and Avodas Hashem. Everybody knows in their mind more or less, but when we see somebody that lives that way, we'll try to explain a little bit. It's something for us to learn from and to embody us. I remember when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, towards the beginning, I met Rosh Lechem Zalman Ovad with Zichron Levracha. So he asked me a question on the Gemara. The Gemara says that is a pasuk. The pasuk in Mishlei, the Torah is pninin. The Torah is more valuable than pninin, than precious stones. The Gemara says what it means to say is not that it's more valuable than precious stones, but the Torah is more valuable than the Kohen Gadol shenichnas l'smayu l'pnin. Pninin, miloshim pnin. He goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he asked me that. A nice American boy. What's wrong with a simple pshat? The tefillin is the most valuable thing in the world, the diamonds, whatever it is. And the Torah is more valuable than the most valuable thing in the world. So he answered me, he said, what would it be if someone tell you that, you know, I saw the king's crown, it's a beautiful diamond on it. It's more valuable than the earth I have in my backyard. A diamond to earth, there's no connection between the two. They have diamonds better than a ruby or than a sapphire. Totally out of proportion. So he said, you have to understand, the Torah to the most valuable thing in the world is like a diamond to a piece of earth. It's nothing. It's no comparison. according to others, the Nichnas was not even sneer, there's a Hamamin, and maybe that has some Shaykh to tell the person who's going to tell you. And that also the Gemara says is greater than that. We know also it's a very unusual thing. You have to say it's a very unusual thing that all the children, both boys and girls, came out Mamish Goyle Torah, American Goyle Torah, from the top ranks. Not like, and we're talking about Yerushalayim 80 years ago, which we said after it was a very pure place, and we said Hashemi. The tremendous horribleness of the Israelites. There's salvation, there's poverty, there's machlis, and the Zionists were coming in and offering them everything in the world, just join us and be part of us, come to the army of that time, Haganah, whatever it was. And unfortunately for us, from the best families, the Kemat weren't families that every single member of the family remained from. So, and then years ago, when Rav Shmuel Orbach Talmidim told me that he asked Rav Shmuel himself that, how did he explain it? So he said, the story, you may have heard it from me once before, but it's good to hear it again. So there was once a road, there was once a town, and in the town, they heard that a Choshev Rav was coming to visit. They got all excited, they made a big kabbalah upon him for this road, and as everyone's riding around, as the wagon of the rabbi's coming in, suddenly the town ganna started pushing his way towards the front of the line. And everyone was surprised. In those days, there was only one ganna in town. One shikah, one ganna in the yitzhak. Today, we have a yibo in our back. But on top of it, okay, he's pushing, finally gets the front line over there, and the rabbi comes off his wagon, and the ganna looks at him for a few minutes, and it says, I knew it, and he ran away. So Kamran, everybody's very excited. After Kabbalah put him for the rub, we went to the Ganon and tried to find out what's behind it. So the Ganon told him, I'll tell you the truth, I grew up together with this rub in the same town. I, the Ganon, was the son of the rub. And this guy was the son of the tailor. And I saw that this guy is starting to learn about his mother and everything. He asked him, what are you learning about his mother? It's crazy. He said, I'm a Rav. So he said, I'm the son of the Rav. I know what it means to be a Rav. So he says, my father the whole day says, I have no time to learn, they're wasting my time with this, with this. And then when they finally give him some COVID, he's complaining, oh, he's too much COVID, the COVID is terrible. He's always the sad. Why do you want to be a Talmud Chacham and be a Rav? It's just started. So what did I do? Why did I push my way in there? I said, when he was coming off the wagon, I want to hear what he's muttering under his breath. And they heard him under his breath, oh, they're wasting my time again, they're giving me too much COVID. They said, oh, I knew I was right. So he says, that was the difference. He says, by our household, we grew up by Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He said, when he looked at a piece of Gemara, the whole house shined. There's such excitement. When he said, I feel a chesed, whatever he's involved in, they saw how sweet and how beautiful it was. You have to be mashugin not to do it. So it was just a compliment to what I was saying, the verse that he told me, that Rosh Hashanah himself told me. We all know these things. The question is, how much are we really living this in our lives? That's the difference between the Anoshim Gedolim and the Anoshim Tanim. The Anoshim Gedolim, by them, it's so conscious that this is what life is all about. This is the Flocha, this is the Simcha, this is the Avo, this is the Sholem, this is everything. And that's the household that Shmuel Zefendi Mazrocha grew up in. And I recently met even somebody who lived in his class in Cheder. So I asked him, how did he do in Cheder? He said, he was always the best. But the shot is, it was not Tama to try to be the best. It was coming from a life of recognizing that Torah Avodas Hashem is what life is all about. And it's not only the most important thing, it's the sweetest thing, it's the most desirable thing that one can do, and therefore, I put all my treasures into it. And the famous Medrash Tanchuma, which is always good to be praised, which is the Netzach here to Purim also, the Kimu V'Kiblu, talks about the Torah about that. But the first time in the Kabbal Torah, it says, Kofa Lehm Haki Gigit. Kofa Lehm Haki Gigit. Gemara says, the Medrash says, Kofilan HaKigigas was not Nogeya to Tosha Tuchsav. The Tosha Tuchsav, it's then not to the Nishma. That's accepted willingly. You need a Kofilan HaKigigas for the Tosha Tuchsav. It says, because the Torah about there, he calls a lilmoi the yeshbut zagodul mishul lechoisha. In the beginning, when someone approaches Torah about there, very often not clear, it's confusing, it's hard to understand. There's a lot of effort and pain that's necessary to come out of the darkness to see the light of the Torah. But that's what it says. Ha'om hulchim b'choisha roi ogodul. The people that are going in the darkness saw the great light. These are Bali Talmud. Shorol. Oh, God, which I could both may I name be to the heter. The start of the kosher, it's not simple in the beginning. There's so many things that can entice us in our generation. We have all the things that entice us, and there's the younger generation in our time. It looks so startling, shining, everything easy. And the Torah is not easy. It needs a lot of tichet. That's when the kofilim haki digis. And it says, the maisa. With all this hardship, it brings the pot. He as the kamovitz the kosher kishol kinoso. If he say ain loy miloyta l'misha oyva kodesh boruch al libe duchal nafshu duchal meoydei. She never have had a shem akem b'chol abo b'chol nafshu b'chol meoydecha. The only one who can really learn Torah about there in the right fashion, if he loves Hashem. With his whole lave, his whole nefesh, ma'oidai, with all his money, with every situation he's in, he uses that situation to build up his avos Hashem, greater and greater. And that brings the pasuk, that's in the first of the pasuk, Baruch Hashem Elokecha, how do you come to avos Hashem? V'yu atzvom eila levavecha, to put these things on your heart. And that was the guiding line in his life. And all Adam Godel, this burning avos Hashem. I remember, maybe said this other once before, so somebody, they brought somebody to the Rabbi and stayed in the Rabbi and Rabbi. And they said, this is about the boss, these are the time before him. Yeah, oh, very good, yeah, he learns 4 hours a day. Oh, very good. So the Rabbi asked him, did it ever happen that it was already 4.5 hours and he didn't notice it? And he's trying to drive in a certain message. First of all, yeah, I'm a wonderful person, Kabbalah in the Torah, which is great. We have to be proud of our Kabbalah in the Torah. The question is it coming from a point that, okay, I'm doing my obligation, which is wonderful, but the levels of godliness come from not doing it because of my obligation. Is I'm doing it because this is life. My life is Avos Hashem, and this is the way it comes out of Hashem, to put all my kedushas into understand this Torah at a deeper and deeper level. The Rosh Shiva, it was a Meister Shibachol Yoim that you could find him in the morning, still up, because he had a hard sugi at night. It was a natural thing. The Malam and Atman, because that's what it is. If you have an Av and a desire to know the Torah about Kodesh Bolhu, then that's an army. It's the Malam and Atman. Once again, everybody has Malam. His father did not do that. Shlom and Zaman very understood in his Malam. But say this, he was able, with his Av, to do it in a different fashion. But they're both coming from the same place. It comes from a place of the Avos HaTorah, the Lig Vul. 50, 60, a person at the age of, in his younger years, 30, 40, whatever it was, already Bokhi, the Fala Torah. People could talk to him in Sugi. I remember 40 years ago, people coming, any Sugi in Shas, talking with him. Oh, but every year, till the last year of one's life, another more, starting again, getting another Diyuk in the Gemara, learning it again, seeing like he never saw it before. Because if it's coming from Ava, then it is never enough. In Yitzhak Hashem, you think, oh, say, a person has Ava HaTorah, oh, the Chokhmah HaTorah is so wonderful, so mind-boggling, so enticing. You got to Madrega, that's more enticing than any of the things that the world can entice him. Torah HaKadosh, Hasmoda, which was one of the things, Hasmoda the Torah. Mr. Midot, he says, Yadua, how much time he spent visiting Alonis, marrying off Yisraelim, never people that came in with all kinds of crazy problems, finding the psychologists, psychiatrists to take care of them. The theater, what's going on here? You have Avos HaTorah, What do I find for this? Lots of million of dollars. You have a professor, the biggest chacham in town, retarded, another person with an emotional problem comes up to him, or a mother comes up to him and says, my dear friend, I'm busy here. I have to figure out my latest theorem and trigonometry, whatever, the calculus or whatever it is. Not no gas in it. But that's where it's coming from. If the Torah itself is a chokhmah inside itself, I'm involved in wisdom, and that attracts me. I'm an intellectual. The Nachanami, to take care of your same and almanas and time, mamish kredas and time. There's a woman, her husband was unfortunately, whatever. He used to go every week to her house to be machabedus, to eat lunch back. How do two things mesh? But if, once again, if we're involved in chokma, we're involved in success, okay, I pick my success. I want to be a shiva, I set up being a rosh shiva. If I want to be an intellectual, I go out as an intelligent. But if the achas Hashem l'techel, the Torah is the hechel tinta, to be makia kodesh bohu, and through that, my omel ha-Torah, I'm makia, the meanings of a kodesh bohu, the rachamim, the chesed of a kodesh bohu, it's not a seer, this is a compliment to Torah, this is what Torah is all about. That comes from a person who has the clarity, because you can have a person who's long term for many years, and he doesn't have the shleimus, because the etzem of driving him is more. He has a natural inclination. Everybody has one. This one's a tzayir, this one's a pesach, this one's a tefillah. If we go to our inclinations, that's not godless. Godless is I'm marrying myself, I lift myself to the shvuch, and I'm close to the shvuch, and all the different parts fit together. Tefillah. You know anybody who ever saw him that diamond? Every Shemone Esrei was like an eler. Mamash, Shtachus Alev, pouring out his heart. Tremendous kavona. And Shemavan, the tefillah was not a tefillah for himself. It was an emes tefillah. Somebody close after the Shpoch was close to Klal Yisrael. That Avo, Havishem Lekechel, that brought him to Torah, the Havishem Lekechel, that brought him to the Chasodim. The Havishim and Kecha brought him to Tefillah, it brought him to the Tiger. The Tiger took him for Klal Yisrael. Tremendous love he had for any person in Klal Yisrael, especially for learning the Torah, the care he had for them. These are ideals that we have to take for ourselves. Like we said, we're getting closer to Purim. This is the Yisrael of Purim. Yisrael of Purim is Hodek Yibluim Me'avu. We were not on that much radio, Klal Yisrael then. We did not appreciate our Kodesh Bo, but maybe we did all the Chatoim to cause the exeris of Haman. But when we saw that it's all totally in our Kesher, or Avos Hashem, it's not Haman, it's not Achashveyish, nobody to blame, it's just us, we missed the boat. We don't realize that the closest our Kesher to our Kodesh Bo, then everything gets taken care of, that's all we need. When we recognize that, and we saw the name, then that feeling of Ava became natural to every member of Klal Yisrael. That Ava Hashem is what life is all about. And the way I bring it out is with my Limud Torah, with my Chesed, with my Tefillah, my concern for Klal Yisrael. These are ways of bringing it out. It's all one united thing. And that, if one has that, then Erchanami, hold the Tibla Me'ava, the Torah Shabbat Peh, which is was Niskabel, was only Shayat. After we came to the Madrega of feeling Hashem's Ava to us and our Ava to Hashem. Because when you have that Ava, then the Mele could be Makabal, all the tivas and the hardships that come along with Limud HaTorah until you see the Or Gadol, which is more rewarding than anything else in the world. Until you get to that in the Tanami, not so simple. So, like we said, unfortunately this year, Christ has lost a lot of Limud HaTorah. Now, Higgy had the Rosh Hashiva, and like we mentioned before, but we're not getting to that today. Like, what's not here to us is an economy. We have to Machazik. I could say, we have clarity, we have the Gdolei Dodo, Machriya Fos, Om Mahalas. That's not not here to us. We don't have to get involved in that. What we do have to get involved is in the message that we can learn from each and every one of them. What life is all about. Avos Hashem. You're calling me Pninin, Oilam Hazeh, Oilam Choylech, it's here today, tomorrow's not here. The tigers, the COVID, all the things that keep us preoccupied. that we don't have time to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, involve in that, be honest with ourselves and realize that each one on its level to get to a high madrigas and make our tefillahs more pure, our tefillahs not preoccupied with all the things I did before and I have to do, but now I have the opportunity to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for myself and for Klal Yisrael. When in front of the Gemara and the Liman, I tell you the same thing. What's really important? Where are the Pneinim? If I'm involved in Pneinim now, then the Konami, I have to dig out the Pneinim. Pneinim, go to the Choshech. Then I'll take that decision for myself. I have opportunities for Chesed also sometimes. Ah, it'd be more convenient for me not to do it. I prefer to do something else. 1 second. If it's a mitzvah, Shiyam Shalom Tzvizya Adeche, and it's a Chesed, I'm the only one who can do it. I think I'm such a big Talmud Chacham, or I'm such a busy person. Find out what that law is, what's the right thing to do, and if that's the right thing to do, the simcha. I'm not taking away from anything, I'm being mashman something. Yeah, we should be zeichah b'met to learn what greatness in avodas Hashem is. Take it for ourselves. We don't have to decide that tomorrow we want to be the manig of Klal Yisrael. That's not our job. Our job is to manage ourselves. Our job is to have the urim of things that we know, to be honest with ourselves, try to understand more where I'm holding and where I can be mechazik myself. If each one of us takes this, then this big halal, this big hole, like we said this past year, God, the Brahman time, the Prophet myself, the Prophet has left us when they're alive in our world, then that creates a tension not only between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between the whole world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're lacking that, then there's a need for us to do what we can to mechazik ourselves. We should be zeicher to grow, like we said, in Amud HaTachomim, grow in our Kora, what life is really all about in a real fashion, not just in a theoretical fashion. And Yitzhak Hashem will be zeicher to develop within ourselves that v'hafes Hashem l'kecho, a tremendous burning love for Hashem, which we will bring it out through our Limud HaTorah, through our tefillah, through our Ma'asim Tovim. I'll be zeichem Yitzhak Hashem to Yeshua's and Nisan's manager.